This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, October 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Newsom signs ultra-processed foods ban. New fines for abandoned crops, and senators want to expand farm aid. Newsom blasts GOP when signing MAHA adjacent bill. Governor Gavin Newsom signed AB 1264 into law yesterday, framing California's new ban on ultra-processed foods in schools as a bipartisan model for the nation while unleashing sharp criticism of Republican leaders in Washington. During the press conference in Los Angeles, Newsom praised the bill's author, Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel of Encino, for achieving bipartisan common sense reform. He called California a model for integrating public health, food systems, and environmental goals, adding that this is, quote, a movement that should unite all of us regardless of political stripes. But the tone shifted when asked about Republican efforts to challenge state health policies. They're lying, he said, responding to claims that California's expansion of health care access for immigrants is illegal or unsustainable. He decried it as, quote, desperate and pathetic to knowingly lie to the American people. Newsom also blasted GOP leaders for, quote, the most significant cutbacks of health care coverage in American history under their budget plan, warning that 600,000 Californians could lose coverage if federal subsidies lapse. First partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom fired more shots at Republicans. She contrasted California's approach to food and health policy with federal gridlock, declaring that, quote, while Washington debates how to make America healthy again, California is already doing it. New fines for abandoned crops. Newsom has also approved AB 732, granting counties new authority to impose civil penalties on landowners who abandon or neglect crops that threaten surrounding farms. Under the law, an orchard, vineyard, or field deemed a public nuisance for harboring pests can incur fines of up to $500 an acre for the first offense, rising to $1,000 an acre if corrective action is not taken. The bill mandates a minimum 15-day notice before penalties are levied and allows counties to waive fines if landowners make a good-faith effort to remedy the condition. Proponents argued AB 732 fills a long-standing gap in enforcement, shifting counties away from slow and costly lien processes toward more responsive tools to combat pest spread. Yet the community alliance with family farmers feared excessive enforcement, while environmental groups raised concerns over penalizing growers using cover crops or biological controls. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Senators push to expand farm assistance. Farm state senators want a second round of farm aid in coming months that can be combined with other measures to help farmers, including legislation dealing with fertilizer prices. Senator Chuck Grassley says any farm aid package must include language allowing permanent year-round sales of higher ethanol fuel blends nationwide. This would create $25 billion in new U.S. economic activity, with about $10 billion from increased demand for American corn, with the Iowa Republican said yesterday. Grassley also says economic relief for farmers should include a bill reintroduced last month with Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst and Wisconsin Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin. The legislation would require USDA to study competition in the fertilizer market and how that impacts prices paid by farmers. The push comes as corn, soy, and other crop producers are dealing with low prices and low demand for this year's bumper harvest, on top of high prices for everything from fertilizer to fuel. We've got to find some way to help bring down some of the escalation in the input costs, and it's getting caught up in the trade wars too, said North Dakota Republican Senator John Hoeven, referring to the impact on imported fertilizer prices. Take note, the Trump administration is expected to announce any day an aid package worth more than $12 billion for farmers hurt by the trade tensions with China. Hoeven, who chairs the Senate Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, tells AgriPulse that the aid package would be one of two for producers. He also says the first round of payments should go to more than just soybean growers. He said, quote, soybeans certainly, but there are other crops that have been impacted by trade as well, he said. USDA is preparing the first package based on a $13 billion transfer from the department's Commodity Credit Corporation Spending Authority. Congress would enable the second package by loosening restrictions on USDA's Section 32 spending authority. Bozeman, Section 32 remains viable funding source, whatever tariff case outcome. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman says the administration will still be able to tap tariff revenues for farm assistance even if the Supreme Court strikes down the president's tariffs. There's always going to be some customs and some tariffs in place, Bozeman told reporters yesterday. There was money coming into that fund prior to the Trump administration, so that is a viable pot of money. In November, the Supreme Court will consider the legality of the Trump administration's use of emergency powers to place new tariffs on almost every U.S. trading partner. The Court of International Trade and the U.S. Appeals Court both ruled those tariffs are illegal. The case does not cover the new sector-specific U.S. tariffs, which do not rely on emergency powers. The Section 32 account receives 30% of U.S. tariff receipts, some transferred to the Commerce and some to USDA. In 2024, total U.S. tariff receipts topped $330 billion, that according to the Federal Reserve. Revenues were already $364 billion in the first two quarters of 2025, however. Now take note, a White House official told AgriPulse yesterday that the government shutdown is keeping the administration from unveiling its tariff assistance plan. We didn't expect the shutdown to continue this long, the official said. It's been kind of tripping up our ability to kind of get the pieces together. The official added, quote, that the intention is for something to come out soon. Here's today's final word. When I visit a California school garden, I see the future we are always talking about. But it's already here in California. A group of school children tending to rows of kale and tomatoes, laughing, learning, nurturing the soil that's growing their food. That first partner, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, at the signing ceremony for a ban on ultra-processed foods in school meals. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, October 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.